Government social care plans, where is the money? Glyn Doherty, social care trade union organiser. The government's white paper on adult social care in England has been met with an almost universal reaction, where is the money? This is despite workers having to pay an extra 1.25% in national insurance to fund it. Chronic workforce shortages are the biggest concern, with uncompetitive pay the main culprit. There is nothing in the paper to suggest the government has any real strategy. Those are the damning words of the director of Charity Age UK. The promises in the paper fall well short of tackling the crisis in the system. Reading the 100-page document is soul-destroying. It bears no resemblance to reality or what workers and specialists in the sector project is necessary. Even the government predicts 7% of care home staff will leave by the end of this year, either through their no jab, no job policy or disenchantment with pay, workloads and working conditions. Data published in October 2021 showed the number of registered nurses in adult social care in England has declined again, and is down by almost 17,000, 33%, since 2012. Inadequate. The Tories are ploughing ahead with extending their vaccination policy throughout health and social care, which will cause further hemorrhaging of staff. Ministers have made much of their plans to raise the minimum wage in 2022 by 6.6% to £9.50 an hour, if you're aged 23 or over. This is completely inadequate. The most staggering statistic is that average pay across the whole sector will have to rise by 5.5%. to remain legal under the new rates. Current average pay is just £9.01 an hour. It is not just the level of take-home pay which needs addressing. Many workers are paid less than minimum wage to work sleep-ins, time in a service user's premises overnight, to meet vital care needs. A recent judicial ruling concluded that this is not considered working, and so workers aren't entitled to the minimum wage. Others, who work in the community, don't get paid for time traveling between service users' homes. There are increasing problems with staff not getting properly paid for undergoing compulsory training. A paragraph saying we also want to work with commissioners and providers to make sure care workers are paid for all the hours they work is not clarified. There are, instead, unexplained references to coaching, support, psychological well-being and resilience, and a range of holistic interventions. The paper glosses over the recent change in policy concerning the cap on costs, which means many will still have to sell their homes to access care. See poorer pensioners fleeced by social care cap at socialistparty.org.uk. A recent survey suggests 400,000 people are currently awaiting assessment of their needs. The number waiting 6 months or more rocketed from 11,000 reported in September to over 40,000. 1.5 million hours of commission home care were not delivered in the 3 months to November. The Labour Party mouths words of opposition in Parliament, but the manifesto commitments given by Jeremy Corbyn to tackle underfunding, low pay and profiteering have been long forgotten, and Labour councils continue to cut adult care. Strategy needed. The trade unions must step into the breach left by Labour. The GMB unions call for £15 an hour for social care workers is supported by the Socialist Party and many in the leadership of the other major care unions, Unison and Unite. But without an accompanying strategy for implementation, it remains simply a slogan. The unions should combine resources to tackle low union density. They must quickly develop a pay strategy targeting some of the larger private and independent providers, threatening strike action if necessary. Alongside this, the unions must demand the return to the public sector of all social care before the system collapses completely. Our health and well-being should not be for the private profits of the rich,